Oh.
Thank you for
Hello?
calling customer support. My speaker, how may I assist you?
Yes, I'm calling about a recently placed order. I think it was May 30th.
May I have your zip code?
It's 44136.
Can you repeat that?
Yes, 44136.
Your first and last name?
Ralph Fairchild.
Yes, sir. I see you purchased a Elite Edge.
Right. That's exactly what I'm calling about. I think the product is called Rise or something.
I don't know. We deal with over 100 custom. I'm a over 100 companies. I deal with a third party customer service agent.
Oh. Well, I just want to get like the complete terms and stuff. I mean, I don't have the product yet.
Yes,
But
sir.
it was
I don't know the exact terms and conditions. When you check that box stating that she was 18 years or older, you could have looked right there. But I don't know those terms and conditions.
Well, who can I talk to that does?
This is a third party customer service agency. We don't deal with the company itself. We deal with over 100 companies. We don't know what you signed up for or what did you do or those terms and conditions at that time, because at any hour, any time, any day, that company might change that product.
Well, I need to talk to somebody about this. So who, you don't know, I mean, this is not really that great of a setup if you don't know anything about the product or the...
Yes, sir, I'm
oh,
sorry,
be
but I don't deal with the company itself.
Well, this is the only number that they gave out. So
yes,
how
sir,
am I supposed to deal with it?
Sir, can you please listen to me for 1 second? I cannot tell you the terms and conditions because I don't know what cell you called, and I don't know what terms and conditions that company had on their product. This is a customer service agency, third-party customer service agency. I can only look into your account, tell you what you purchased and the day you purchased it.
Well, tell me that. Tell me something.
Yes, sir. You on
tell
the
me whatever you can.
On
I
the
mean,
30th of May, Ralph Fairchild purchased a Elite Edge Rise that was shipped out on yesterday.
And what's the cost?
You paid $6.97.
And you have no contact information for this company.
Give me 1 second. I'm still here, so I'm trying to pull up these terms and conditions so I can state them to you. Give me 1 second.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, I have that page. Yes, sir, I have that page, and we can read this together. They said we are confident that you will see the benefit of using our RISE product with our program. You are taking the next step toward a more confident you. Upon signing up for your trial offer, you agree that your car will be charged $497 for shipping and handling.
Well, $697.
That's what I was stating prior to that. We don't know when they change their terms and conditions. So you made this purchase on the 30th, maybe yesterday or early this morning. They got on there and updated the terms and conditions to another price.
Well, I must have made the change by before May 30th because that's when I placed the order. I mean, I'm not worried about that part. I'm worried about what happens now. I don't have the product yet, so I don't know if I'm going to like it. And, you know, at some period of time, they're going to charge me like $110. And I, you know, I want to find out what the heck I can do about all this.
Yes, sir. In 30 days, you'll be billed the full amount. The item just was shipped out not even 24 hours ago. So you should get the item in 3 to 7 business days, and that still leaves you a window of 23 days to try the product before you build again.
And that's not the way I read it, but, you know, I don't think you're looking at the most current stuff. I mean, I need to be able to talk to somebody who can tell me what's going to go on.
Sir, on May the 30th, 2022, you purchased this product. It was finalized and shipped on yesterday.
Okay, I understand that. I mean, that part I know. I want to know what is going to happen going forward. I mean, from what I read, it was 7 days.
I can't tell you if the product is going to work or not because I'm a woman and I haven't personally used the product. So I cannot tell you if it's going to work for you or not, which you can't.
I'm not asking you that. I'm asking you who the heck I can talk to get me a better understanding of what they're going to do.
After 30 days, you will be, when you receive this product, sir,
Never mind. You know what? Never mind. You're not able to help me. I mean, you don't have any other contact information. You don't have any information on the company. This is the only number that I got, you know, and I'm not able to find out anything from you. And the information that I am being told isn't even accurate, you know, like you had $497, it was $697. And I'm not trying to give you a hard time. I'm not saying that, you're not doing the most you can. I'm just saying the way this thing is set up, I'm not finding out, you know, I mean, from what I read, they're going to charge me in like 7 days, $110. And I looked at this stuff when I was doing it, and I wanted to talk to somebody because I don't know. I mean, I don't have the product. I don't know if I'm going to want to continue to use it. And I don't want to be charged in 7 days $110 for something I don't know if I want. So, I mean, I'm just telling you my circumstance and all, you know, like I said, I'm not trying to give you a hard time or make you out to not know anything. You know whatever they've given you, but it isn't satisfactory to me, and I'm trying to find somebody that I could talk to who knows more about the specific product and what they're going to do, which I kind of think you told me in a way that you can't find out.
Yes, sir. I do see where they told you that, where you pay $6.97 and they do have $4.97 in the terms and conditions. So what I can do is knock that $2 off for you.
I'm not worried about the $2. I'm worried about what's going to happen in like 7 to 10 days or whenever it's going to happen. That's what I'm trying to find out. What I read was like 7 days. And then, like I said, I don't know if you even have the current terms and conditions because you're reading me something that's $497 and it was $697. You know, and it's not like I'm worried about the $2. You know, I think that was what I think that's what I agreed to when I went through the purchase. It's like a trial purchase. So, I mean, if you can't
Yes, sir. I understand what you're saying. And, no, sir, you will not be billed again until the end of June, the 1st of July. But the thing is, what I was stating to you was you can, like you said, when you receive this product, you can always call back and cancel this trial if you don't like the product. You have until June the 30th to try the product before you be billed the full amount. But if we don't hear from you by the 30th of June, we will bill you that full amount for that product on July the 1st. Sir?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening to you, but it's just not matching up to what I had written down.
I can't. May 1st. Your phone is breaking out.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm hearing you, and like I said, I'm really not trying to give you a hard time, but none of this is matching up to what I read when I made the trial purchase. Okay, none of it right now. The price, the term, the time, you know.
Give me 1 second, sir. Okay, sir. What I can do for you is I can offer you a 50% refund discount, and you will not even be billed that full price if you don't like that item by June the 30th and you call in and cancel. But if you do, by July the 1st, you will only be billed 50%. That's our June special, and that's what I was speaking earlier when I told you at any time, any minute, any day, they might change that special or those terms and conditions. And that's not on the website.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I have no idea what to do. I'll be honest with you, because I don't have the stuff yet. I mean, how do I know what I want to do?
Give me 1 second. Okay, sir, what I can do for you, I can extend this trial 30 days, and I can give you a 75% discount until you try this product off my customer discount, just because to give you time enough to get the product and actually try it to see if you would like it. And it was shipped out on yesterday.
Okay.
So just try it, because you never know if it's going to work or not. And I can give you a 75% discount, but you will only be paying $27.49 for that item. If you don't like it, you can always call back and cancel in 30 days.
Okay, that'll be satisfactory.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm still with you, sir. I'm working on this account.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir. And I have this in my notes. And what I did was I applied a 75% discount, and you will only be billed $27.49 if you don't call and cancel that subscription.
Okay. And that's by when? June 30th?
Yes, sir. You will be billed on July the 1st. So, yes, sir, by June 30th.
Okay. Okay. I appreciate it. I appreciate, you know, everything you've done.
You're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.